This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a concept known as right of repair that's been a thing for a while now. You own something, basically you should have the right to repair it. And that is not, in this digital economy, always been a thing that companies that make things are wild about. Take, just for instance, farm equipment. For years, farm and consumer advocacy groups have accused John Deere, maker of tractors and balers and all kinds of very expensive farm equipment, of not letting farmers get their hands on the diagnostic tools that would let them fix that very expensive farm equipment that they have bought. This weekend, though, Deere signed a memorandum of understanding with the American Farm Bureau Federation, saying farmers will now be allowed to buy the tools and manuals they need to make their own repairs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
When Terry Griffin was a young adult in the 80s and 90s, he helped drive the tractor to plant crops on his family's farm in Arkansas. And he says he wasn't good at it.
My attention span is fairly short, and that is not a good thing in order to be the person who's trying to make straight rows of putting seed in the ground.
Griffin is now an agricultural economist at Kansas State University. He says today's tractors have GPS and other technology that make it easier to plant in straight lines, but there's a drawback.
It made it simpler to operate, but more complex to repair.
John Deere products account for more than 40% of market share for tractors and other agricultural machinery in the U.S. This memorandum of understanding with the company means farmers won't have to haul that machinery in need of repairs to John Deere authorized mechanics who might be hours away. Sam Kiefer is with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
If there is an error code, they can make the fix, even if it's temporary, just to finish the job.
Or farmers can take it to a local independent mechanic. David Gilmore, John Deere's Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, said at a press conference this weekend that the company knows its machines are a big investment for farmers.
And the opportunity for them to maximize the uptime of that equipment and minimize downtime is an important area of focus for our organization and for the industry.
But it's not clear how much John Deere will charge farmers for access to diagnostic tools and parts.
This absolutely could be a significant revenue stream for John Deere.
Kyle Weens is the CEO of iFixit, an online repair guide, and one of the leaders of the Right to Repair movement. He says this agreement is a step in the right direction, but
the concern is that there's no enforcement mechanism in this memorandum. It's just an agreement between Farm Bureau and John Deere.
In fact, the Farm Bureau agreed to refrain from supporting Right to Repair legislation at the state or federal level as part of this memorandum. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.